Hey there, I'm Nidhi. Welcome back to my channel, Urban Diaries. In today's lesson, we're gonna talk about most common grammatical errors we all need to stop making. So, English is not an Indian language, but most of the Indians are trying their hands on this language. But then, in this learning process, we tend to commit many mistakes. That's okay. Embarrassment is universal, and everyone makes mistakes when learning a new language. So in this lesson, we're gonna talk about those 10 common English mistakes you never noticed before. Number 1. Hey, what's your good name? So, what's your good name is a typical Indian way of honoring another person by asking their name, saying good name. But native English speakers don't use it while talking to each other. They rather find it hilarious saying no name is good or bad. So, how to be polite while asking somebody's name? You can simply ask, what's your name please? Or, may I know your name please? Or, please, can you tell me your name? Number 2. Hello, may I help you? Oh, that's fine. One of my friends is coming to pick me up. When you say one of something, that thing you are describing has to be plural. Because by saying one of something, you meant that you are picking one out of many or a set of so many things in it. For example, in this sentence, you're actually talking about your one friend who is one out of so many other friends. If you say one of my friends is coming to pick me up, that means out of so many of your friends, one is coming to pick me up. So, one of my friends is coming to pick me up would be a correct sentence. See some more examples for the same. This is one of the best hotels I have stayed in. He is one of my favorite actors. This is one of the best movies to watch in theater. Number 3. Hey friend, come let's have dinner together. Oh, I'm sorry. Me and my family are going to see the movie tonight. Another common mistake beginners make. Me and my family is not a correct phrase. The correct phrase is my family and I. This grammar rule is known as 231. Just remember it. These numbers above denote the person of pronoun in grammar. You should know that there are three person pronoun in grammar. First person, second person, and third person. And as per the formula, always use second person first, then third person, and then first person. That is I. See, my family and I are going to watch the movie. Here, my family is the third person and I is the first person, so this would be the correct sequence. Likewise, you and I can complete this work on time. Make sure I would be at the last always because I is the first person. First person comes at the last. 2, 3, 1. That is the rule. Also, you should know that me is an object and we can't use an object in place of a subject, so we should always use I. So like me, him, her, us, them can never be used in the starting of the sentence because they are object. Alright, a test for you. I, you and my friends will go to the picnic. This one is a wrong sentence. If you know the rule, tell me the correct sequence of these pronouns in the comment section below. Number 4. It's so hot today, isn't it? Yes, it is. Do you know we should drink 10 glasses of water a day? Really? I didn't knew that. This one is the most common mistake people around you make while speaking. The correct sentence is, I didn't know it. Because the helping verb did is always followed by the present tense verb, not the past tense verb. And this common mistake is known as tense error. Saying, he did not told me anything is wrong sentence. The correct sentence is, he didn't tell me anything. That means we should use present form of the verb, not the past form of the verb. Likewise, he did not spoke the truth is grammatically wrong sentence. The correct one is, he did not speak the truth. He did not wrote the test last week is a wrong sentence. He didn't write the test last week is a correct statement. Number 5. Hey, we'll meet once you're back, okay? Sure, I'll call you when I'll arrive. The correct sentence is, I'll call you when I arrive. This grammar structure is known as conditional clause when you talk about a condition that will happen due to some circumstances. So, in clauses that begin with time connectors such as when, after, as soon as, once, If you want to talk about a probable time in future, you will use simple present tense, not simple future tense. See this example? I'll give it to him after he comes. Because the connector after, we will use he comes, like simple present tense. And if you say, I'll give it to him after he will come, it will be a wrong sentence. See this one. As soon as you will get the email, let me know please. If you translate this sentence from Hindi to English, you will feel that this is a correct sentence. Because we are talking about future and we are using simple future tense in that. But it's incorrect. Because the rule says, in clauses that begin with time connectors such as when, after, as soon as, and once, we should use simple present tense. Number 6. So, how's the daughter? She is fine, but she doesn't listen to me. There is some error, right? So the correct sentence is, she doesn't listen to me. Proper usage of words or phrases plays a very important role in effective communication. Listen is always followed by to, because it's not a transitive verb, so it can never take a direct object. That's why listen always collocates with to, like I love listening to songs. And there are so many words that collocate with to, like explain to, speak to, introduce to. See these examples? Can you explain it to me? I'll speak to you later. I would like to introduce you to my friends. Number 7. Yesterday it was raining heavily. Oh yeah, although it was raining, but I went out. This one again is a wrong sentence. The correct sentence is, although it was raining, I went out. Let's examine this sentence. In this sentence, there are two conjunctions. Although as a subordinate conjunction implies a contrast idea. Likewise, but as a coordinating conjunction, contrast an idea. That means the usage of both the words in a sentence is same, but you can never use both the conjunctions in the same sentence. While speaking English, learners make this mistake very naturally without realizing that they have spoken anything wrong. Summing up this point, don't use but if you have already started your sentence with although. See some more examples. Although I know the truth, but I will not tell you. It's a wrong sentence. Although I know the truth, I'll not tell you. Is the correct sentence. Although I want to talk to him, but I won't. Wrong. Although I want to talk to him, I won't. Correct. Number 8. Yes, but your daughter looks pretty. Oh yeah, because she has brown hairs, you know. So this error is no exception made by the beginners. I understand that you have so many hair on your head, but we count them as one unit. So it's just hair, not hairs. We count it as singular, not plural. So next time when somebody says to you, your hairs are beautiful, just correct him or her by saying, my hair is beautiful. Number 9. What would you like to have, tea or coffee? Thank you. I prefer coffee than tea. It's incorrect. You should say, I prefer coffee to tea. Because here you are not comparing things, you are simply telling your preference that you like coffee to tea. Some more words like inferior, superior, prior, junior, senior, always use to after them. Number 10. Yesterday it was so hot. No, it's more hot today. So the correct sentence is, it's hotter today. That means hotter than yesterday. I hope you know all 3 degrees of adjective. Positive, comparative, and superlative. The word degree refers to the way adjectives can increase or decrease in intensity, which in simple language means the level of any adjective. Like if it's hot today, it can be hotter tomorrow and hottest the next day. And we don't use more while increasing the intensity. Simply just change the degree. Likewise, nice, nicer, nicest. Happy, happier, happiest. Don't say she is looking more happy today. Just say she is looking happier today. So have a habit of using these degrees of adjective in your conversation and don't make those mistakes. So these were 10 common mistakes that I wanted you all to know and not to repeat them while you are speaking. Now let's revise those 10 sentences one by one so that you learn them better. Number 1. What's your good name? Incorrect. What's your name, please? Correct. Number 2. One of my friend is coming to pick me up. Incorrect. One of my friends is coming to pick me up. Correct. Number 3. Me and my family are going to see the movie. Incorrect. My family and I are going to see the movie. Correct. Number 4. Oh, I didn't knew that. Incorrect. Oh, I didn't know that. Correct. Number 5. I'll call you when I'll arrive. Incorrect. I'll call you when I arrive. Correct. Number 6. She doesn't listen to me. Incorrect. She doesn't listen to me. Correct. Number 7. Although it was raining, but I went out. Incorrect. Although it was raining, I went out. Correct. Number 8. She has brown hairs. Incorrect. She has brown hair. Correct. Number 9. I prefer coffee than tea. Incorrect. I prefer coffee to tea. Correct. Number 10. It's more hot today. Incorrect. It's hotter today. Correct. That's it for today's video. If you really like the video, please hit the like button and subscribe to my channel. I'll be back again with a new video on a new topic. Till then, bye-bye. Take care and happy learning.